Forecast going into this evening, increasing cloudiness, periods of rain developing, maybe some thunder, with a low in the upper 50s. Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's general state aid numbers are out today. Burlington area schools getting $15.4 million compared to $15.7 a year ago. That's more than $218,000 less. Kenosha Unified's $150.6 million compares to $155 million a year ago, a decline of $4.4 million. Racine Unified, $146 million in general state aid. That's down about $919,000 over the 2016-17 formula. And MPS gets a $4.3 million increase in GSA to $554 million. Overall, 55% of the state's public school districts, 230 out of 422, getting less general state aid this school year. Allie, Jordan, and Haley Haddad grew up in a community in which they said they had a great educational opportunities, and they wanted the same for some other students. So they began a little nonprofit called On a Shoestring. They raised money to provide school supplies to students and schools in need. This month, Julian Thomas Elementary in Racine Unified became their first donation recipient. There's a reason for that. The Haddad teens delivering a truck full of school supplies to Julian Thomas principal Dimitri Beekman, who was Jordan and Haley's fifth grade teacher before coming to Racine Unified. The smiles of appreciation said to be numerous, teachers and students thanking them in each of the rooms in which they visited. The Haddad family planning to be back later this month with Halloween candy, also continuing to raise money for the next school on their list. A Foxconn recruiter figures maybe up to 1,000 applications have been received so far for the still-to-be-built manufacturing complex in Mount Pleasant. Jonathan Sharp at the informational meeting at Racine's Memorial Hall last night says the first hires are expected to be assigned to that temporary production training facility off the Highway 20 Industrial Park. That's going to be opening up well ahead of the permanent complex.
Nobody's done this from the standpoint in the U.S. with a TV manufacturing facility. So I think people are just naturally drawn to, ooh, I'm going to produce TVs. I mean, that naturally gets me excited from an HR standpoint to say, hey, I think that'd be neat to work at one of those facilities to get to see televisions or display panels being built. So I think that's a big draw.
He says most of the applicants so far have got some really good qualifications. They are from Wisconsin. He also thinks that most are people motivated by a desire for advancing in their careers. Ryan Business Park LLC is an affiliate of Fox Point-based developer General Capital Group. It's purchased 34 acres of vacant farmland just southwest of Ryan Road across from the Colders on South 13th Street in Oak Creek. It's for a possible business park. The purchase price, $1.7 million, according to state records. General Capital is the same development company that backed away from a Racine residential proposal, the former Case Plowworks building, as part of the old Machinery Row plan. The Wisconsin State Patrol reports the arrest of 34-year-old Racine resident Jennifer Kutzner for operating a vehicle under the influence for the sixth time. A trooper made a stop for speeding along northbound I-94 near Five Mile Road, detected an odor of intoxicants in speaking to her, according to a news release. Kutzner's eyes also reportedly glossy and her speech was slurred. Results of her field sobriety test led to the arrest, which is a felony under state law. She was booked into the Racine County Jail on additional related charges as well. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley today announcing transportation industry veteran Brian Drancic is the permanent director of Mitchell International Airport effective on Monday. He was appointed to serve as the director of transportation back in 2012, has been the interim director of the airport since September the 14th. Drancic previously the interim director of the airport for a nine-month period back in 2015-16 when MKE's $40 million baggage claim remodeling project was taking place, also the arrival of Alaska Airlines and other new air service. Caledonia Fire Department's got an open house going tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon. The fire station at 6040 Douglas Avenue. You want to know what you can do? Well, you can meet the firefighters. You can check out the smoke and safety house. That's with the kids. Take photos with some of the apparatus there. Just generally tour the station, see what things are all about, maybe get some safety handouts. And, of course, there will be some refreshments. Well, a lot of Southeast Wisconsinites who get their health insurance through what is known as Obamacare are noting today the Trump administration is ending the subsidies to the insurance companies, and that covers a majority of the cost for what is otherwise unaffordable coverage for many people. The White House calling the payments an unlawful bailout of the insurance companies and an example of how the Obama administration abused taxpayer dollars. Now, before the announcement, Wisconsin's Office of the Commissioner of Insurance reported that healthcare premiums are likely going to be going up an average of 36% for next year's enrollment period. Commissioner Ted Nichols says we are exploring our options available under the ACA Section 1332 waiver for state innovation. The two candidates for mayor in next Tuesday's Racine special election last night agreeing at a community forum that there are clear choices in this race. Alderman Sandy Widener says it all begins with the elimination of the current dysfunction and self-indulgence at City Hall.
We have a City Hall that is broken, an administration that has run amok, and a City Council that has lost its way. Those things need to be fixed before we can move forward. As soon as that happens, my next item on my agenda will be to improve our neighborhoods and our housing stock.
While accepting that it is time for new leadership at City Hall, State Representative Corey Mason said that getting people trained now for the jobs with Foxconn, that is extremely critical.
To get people who are unemployed and underemployed into the skilled trades to help build the place or into Gateway or some other technical program so they have the skills to work there when it opens. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It could be a game-changer for us, but we have to seize the other opportunity. The other thing that I want to start working on immediately is poverty. Poverty is a long-term issue that has plagued this community for too long.
Next Tuesday's winner of the special election for mayor to assume the office November the 7th and finish out the rest of John Dickert's term in April of 2019. Kenosha County's 29th annual Red Ribbon Campaign begins Sunday and goes all next week. The theme, drug-free? Absolutely. Local law enforcement, the Concerned Citizens Coalition, Kenosha Unified, and the county's Substance Abuse Coalition are all sponsors. After an opening ceremony Monday morning at Mahone Middle School, there's a personal safety program by Kenosha PD Crime Prevention Specialist Jeff Wembold coming up at noon at Wesley United Methodist Church. Tuesday will be active parenting, then a program about fighting on Wednesday at Lord of Life Lutheran Church, keeping healthy habits at the ELCA Outreach Center October the 19th, and it all concludes a week from today at Lord of Life Lutheran Church with the annual Concerned Citizens Coalition meeting. The Milwaukee VA Medical Center and the Regional Veterans Benefits Administration are going to have a Veterans Town Hall in Union Grove, 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. next Thursday, October the 19th. The event to take place at the Post 171 American Legion on New Street, free parking available. The VA in Milwaukee holds the quarterly town hall in the area and at least once a year at each of the clinic locations. This is the second visit to the Union Grove area since March. The election in the 1st Congressional District, still a year away at this point, but the two big names in the race have been talking about their so-called war chests. The incumbent Paul Ryan's campaign reporting $10.4 million cash on hand, including $2 million transferred out of his national political organization and $300,000 raised over the past 3 months. Democrat Randy Bryce, who's one of several candidates seeking the nomination, pointing out his campaign raised over $1 million between July and September. His campaign also has $1 million cash on hand. Well, what do you think about the Old Farmer's Almanac and how those predictions come true or don't come true? Recent changes in our weather suggest we might have a rather interesting winter in the southeast Wisconsin area. WRJN's Janet Hoff took a look at what's predicted for this coming winter and beyond, and she says it may not be as cold and as dry as you think.
Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee fall into the Lower Lakes forecast region with a summary that calls for above normal precipitation and warmer than normal temperatures. The snowiest periods are predicted to be early to mid-December, along with later in the month, plus early January and February. The coldest times will be early to mid-December, early January, and mid-February. The only variable, a sliver of mild and snowy weather that could extend from Michigan to cover the western shore of Lake Michigan, leaving the door open for lake-effect snowfalls. If we survive the winter, the Old Farmer's Almanac is predicting next April and May to be warmer and slightly drier than normal. The Almanac does this forecasting nationwide with a 77.8% accuracy on temperatures last winter and 83% on precipitation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the Village of Union Grove's Half Point Historical Reenactment is going to be held this weekend at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The scheduled event, of course, weather permitting, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow and then again Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Entry to the site is through gate number 6 on the grounds. There will be a donation box available because this is all free of charge thanks to the Union Grove Lions and Kiwanis Clubs. The Union Grove Half Point Historical Reenactment, billed as a fun time for all, and maybe a little education as well thrown in. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.